Okay, we're on Kof Aleph Ahmed Aleph, about 15 lines up. Bo Minei Mirav Huna. They asked the question of Rav Huna. Hani Bnei Ba'aga. These villagers, the Ramu Lahu, that was incumbent upon them, Kimcha, to basically bake the flour, the Bnei Chela of the army. So Mao, which were non-Jews, Mao Afoisa B'Yomtov. Are you allowed to cook for them on Yomtov? So Amalahu, they said to them, Chazina, we take a look. E Yehovu Le'Rifta, if they would give a loaf, Le'Yanuka, to the Jewish kid, look at thee, and there wouldn't be Makpid, Kol Chad V'Chada, Chazil Le'Yanuka. Each loaf is potentially fit for a Jewish kid, V'Shari would be invincible. V'E Lav Osa, but if not, it would be Osa. Ah, but Tanya, we've got a brayser that seems to go against this. Maisa b'Shimon Atimni, there was an incident with Shimon Atimni, Shalubo Emesh, it didn't come on Leil Yom Tov, Lebeis HaMidrash. So in the morning, B'Shachris, Matzo Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba has found him and said, Amaloi, Mitneima lo bos Emesh, Lebeis HaMidrash. Why didn't you come last night to the Beis HaMidrash? So Amaloi, he said back to him, B'Leshes, there were some marauding soldiers, Bal Irene, who came to our city, Big Shalach Toif Eskola Ir. They wanted to pillage monetarily the whole city. So we had a chap. We shechatnu, we shechted for them lehem egel, a young calf, a hechol. No, and we fed them and potrunim l'shalom. We sent them off in peace. So Amaloi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said to him, Tomani, I'm surprised. Im lo yotza schorim behafseiduchem. Your gain is outweighed by your loss, because basically you gained money but you didn't have aveira. Shere omra Torah. The Torah says lechem, you can cook for yourselves. Velo l'obedikachovim, you're not allowed to cook for goyim. Comments the Gemara. V'amai. According to Rav Huna, ha'chazi lemechol minei, they could have eaten from the animals, from this eagle before they gave to them. So then why can't we say that basically cooking is attributing to Jews and therefore it would be permissible? What's the aveira over here? So Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, eagle shel trefa havoi. No, it wasn't kosher, so you can't give it to Jews. Ah, oh, but says the Gemara, v'ho chazi kolovim, I give it to Jewish dogs. So basically, this, we've got a Tanya that holds you can't give to even to Jewish dogs. Tanai, the Tanya, it says, Pasuk, ach asher yo'ochel, right, that which can be eaten, l'chol nefesh, to any nefesh, hu levado yesu l'chem. It can be alone, can be done for you, i.e. you can do malach on Yom Tov. Mimash m'shenema, since it says in the Pasuk, l'chol nefesh, right, shomei oni, hafil nefesh behema, b'mashma, I would think that even a nefesh behema, you could also give, and I'll bring a backup to that, k'inyin shenema, it says in the Torah, u'makan nefesh behema, yishal meno, you see over here that a behema is referred to as nefesh. Talmud Loimar comes to the pasuk and tells over here, it says, Lachem, Lachem, v'lo l'klovim, you cannot feed your dogs. Divri Rabbi Yossi Glili. That was the words of Rabbi Yossi Glili. So we see over there, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba holds that Rabbi Yossi Glili, that you can't do malacha for dogs. Rabbi Kivroy Meir, he says, Afilu nefesh behema mamashma, even an animal you're allowed to cook for on Yom Tov. Im kein ma tamad loima lochem. So what's lechem excluding? It says, lechem v'lo le'ovdi kachovim. It means for you and not for a non-Jew. Umara is the rabbi, says a kolovim. Why did you include the kolovim that you're allowed to cook for them, lehoitzi, and to exclude eser over the kolovim, and you cannot do for the non-Jews? Mav ani eser kolovim, I include the kolovim, shemazanoison alecha, that you're actually required to feed them. Umoitzi, and I exclude ani eser over the kolovim, the non-Jews, she'en mazanoison alecha, you don't have to feed them, they can feed themselves. End of brisa. So, Omale Abaya Rabbi Yosef, says Abaya to Rabbi Yosef, Ula Rabbi Yosef Glili, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, to Omale Lechem Velo Leklovim, that he says it's for you and not for the dogs. So, Hani Sufli, these date pits, Lachayusa, when you're sending it to your wild animal, or your animal, Hechi Shadinen Lahu, B'Yomtov. How do you throw it to the, how do you feed them on Yomtov? And it seems from Rashi it's a problem of Muksa. Okay, so since you can't do Oichel Nefesh, you can't do Muksa either. So Amalei, Hoil b'chazul hasaka. No, because these are not really muksa, because you can use them for your fuel on Yom Tov. Tinach b'yabeshta. Tinach means okay, it's like bishlama. Tinach, bishlama, b'yabeshta. We understand yabeshta, the dry ones that you can use, the burn, yeah? But retivta, but the wet pits, yeah, my ikulamema, what are you going to say? You can't use them to burn. No sense. No, he said, amalei, chazal eset godol. You know, when you've got a big fire, it'll burn. Tinach v'yomtev, we understand on yomtev that it won't be a problem of mukta, but we know that people, b'shabbos, my ikulamema, if you're saying that we can avoid the problem of mukta, on Shabbos, how do we give them to the, how do we give them to the behema? Yeah, so answer that. We were telling the who agav rifter. We carry them, yeah, on account of the bread. I we take it. Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel said, yeah, the Omer Shmuel, Oisa Adam called Tzurchov a pass. Shmuel says you can do all of your what you need to do with pass. You've got to you take a challah in your pockets and you can put it on any muksa and you can carry that muksa on account of the pass.